Yeah, but this is also why I was saying I don't think that he's going to be away from the media coverage because of exactly what you just said. Where he lives at, who the people he hangs around with, or whatever he, I mean, unless he does a complete 360, goes and buys a cabin somewhere there in Georgia, up in the mountains, and stuff like
Don't
that, you're gonna see
go to Georgia. Don't go to Georgia. Don't go to Georgia.
Well,
You
he
don't.
can't say it.
You have to leave
He can't
Georgia.
say it.
You have to leave Georgia, bro. Sorry.
He cannot stay over there in South Beach. What's over there in South Beach? Nightclubs and
Who?
casinos.
Oh yeah. He listen. You can go anywhere.
Watch. Watch.
Florida and Georgia, stay away. It's too
Well,
close.
then where's he going to go to?
He can go to Seattle. He can go to Guam. He can go to Guam. Learn a new language. But he doesn't need to be close to Georgia and Florida. Those are all of his people are from Georgia and Florida and probably South Carolina. He doesn't need to go there. I'm telling you right now,
I mean,
same
I know
thing.
that's where he doesn't need to go to, but that's where he's going to wind up at.
I hope he can change, but
I'm telling
And the
you
messed up part
that
is his little brother is going to get that stain from him. You know, his little brother is a receiver too.
Here's the thing. His little brother, if he wants that shot in the NFL, he's got to differentiate himself from all that now. Because if teams see his little brother running around in the same circles that Calvin is, that draft stock doesn't
No,
suck. That draft stock
his
is
little
going to
brother
fall.
is in his little brother is in college. He's a pretty
Yeah,
good
that's what I'm
receiver.
saying.
Oh yeah,
That's what
so
I'm saying.
I don't think he's gonna do that, but it's messed up because he's going to, people get the same, the offspring. Oh, you're gonna do the same thing with your brother did.
That's why I'm saying he's got to differentiate himself now. He has got to separate himself now. I'm not saying turn your
Yeah,
back
yeah.
or totally cut out your brother, but you've got to separate that now, because when it comes here, I don't know if he's going to be at this year's draft or next year's draft,
Right.
but if he wants to get that high draft stock,
Was it Riley? Yeah, Riley. Trying to figure out, I couldn't remember his name. Riley, yeah. Ridley.
He's got to do that, because like I said, these teams, especially with what just happened to Calvin, these teams are going to be watching Riley real closely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if he is right.
Lost him again. My boy must be on the dial-up connection. Yeah. That's about the third or fourth time he done dropped out tonight.
I'm still here.
Where's Sean?
That fool say, I'm still here. Here.
I'm still here.
Okay. You acting funny, bro. Lose a little bit of weight.
I had to pee,
Lose a little weight and then life is good, and now you don't want to talk?
Hey, I do have something to say, though.
I left a message in the chat that said I'd be right back. I had to go pee.
Yeah, yeah. And
we don't need to see y'all. That's just, oh, my God.
I'll be right back. I had to go pee-pee. I had to go pee-pee. Hey, listen.
Oh.
How are you talking about urine? And
early on.
Them and stuff. We don't know that.
William Graves left a message in the group. He said, I'll be on in 10 minutes. Boss Hall replied, 10 receivers?
Oh, I thought he said, I need a piece.
Boss Hall replied.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Boss Hall, me and you got to have a little talk about
that. I'm going to say 10 receivers, but you'll never get that.
Hey, in your words last year, that was last season.
Hey, left field. You wasn't in the draft, but William Graves broke a record for wide receivers drafted in the 15 round fantasy draft. He took
heard he got like six of them, right?
What?
Maybe seven receivers. What?
Seven.
14.
How many?
That fool said 14.
How many receivers did he get?
There was not no 14 wide receivers. There was
12. All right.
Okay.
Seven.
He took seven. 30. He took seven receivers.
He took seven receivers.
Yes.
In a 15 round draft, half his team was wide receivers.
Hey,
and
you want to know what else was worse?
Was it a PPR? Was it PPR?
You want to know what else was worse than that?
It was something worse.
Yeah, worse.
Oh my God!
Not only did he take that many wide receivers, you know, he drafted who was it? Scotty Miller?
No, I did not.
You drafted Scotty Miller? Really?
No, I did not.
I'm finna go look at
it. I'm gonna give you some grace, brother. Okay.
I'm finna go look at it, cause he took a couple Buccaneer players, and me and Boss Hall were both like,
I took two Buccaneer players.
He took two.
Mike Evans, and he had Mike Evans and
Chris Godwin.
Jeff Godwin. Chris Godwin.
Yeah, that's
Go ahead. And
okay.
Get
okay. So Godwin. So.
But I told him, okay. I said, man, this fantasy, so, I mean, you got two receivers on the same team, one going to cancel the other one out.
Right.
And that's pretty much what happened the whole season. I mean, neither one of them both had, like, monster games on the same day.
Right.
No.
Hey,
William.
What?
Did you ever receive my package? No. Huh? No.
All that urine?
You never received the brooms I sent you?
Oh, yeah, for that sweep.
Oh, okay. All right, boss. That's cool. All right.
Wow.
You have two... You have another week to talk about this until the new league year starts.
Hey, you just make sure you make it to the right draft, will you? Don't show up at the wrong draft room.
All right. That's cool, Boss Hog. It's all good. It's all good.
Is it toilet bowl? Is it all good? Is it all good?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
Oh. Where's the schedule?
I mean, you can use a broom for many different things.
Yeah.
You can't.
Okie dokie. I don't.
I think
the show is going way, way, way left.
Yeah, it sounds like.
I think we need to bring it back. And the fact that I'm the left field correspondent and it's going too left. Dude, we need to bring that back. I didn't even get an invite with that conversation. I was like, oh, really?
Man, oh,
exit with age left.
I've been saving that one up for a couple weeks since I haven't been on.
Yeah, he got him pretty good goodness. This year.
Okay. Yeah. I'll give you that one, boss.
Scoreboard.
Yeah.
Yikes. So I'm gonna tell you right now, the city of Seattle, as far as football goes, everyone is in shock.
Oh, I bet they are.
Everyone is in shock. How did he? Why did he leave? Why did he leave? Why did he leave?
I thought they could work it out.
They realized they're going back to mediocrity.
Well, the thing is that the guy that I really feel sorry for is Lockett.
He'll probably become a free agent and go to Denver.
Listen.
I mean,
Tyler Lockett is average at best.
He's a big play.
You're right, but he ain't even gonna be that bad.
Yeah.
I mean this man, the guy that was feeding him the ball. The guy that was making him look like $1 million is—he's gone. Yeah, I mean, and who are you going to have throwing you the ball now? Geno Smith or Drew Lock? Come on, man. Hey,
honestly, as far as Tyler Lockett, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
We've seen quarterbacks who have had a change of scenery and it has changed their game completely.
Yes.
So we can't necessarily say that Drew Lock is going to go to Seattle and be garbage. He could go to Seattle and be, be what we thought he was going to be coming out of the draft.
You have seen who the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks is, right?
I have. And your point.
You really think that Pete Carroll is going to revitalize Green Block?
Listen, William, I'm going to tell you this.
Answer it seriously,
William. I'm going to tell you this one thing. Drew Lock did not have. I don't want to say that he didn't have great receivers, but his receivers were still young and hurt. DJ Metcalf, this dude is a certified animal. And Russell Wilson gave him three, maybe four passes every game.
Okay.
And it's a travesty. It's a certified travesty.
And I understand that. But the thing is that do you think that I guess this is my question. Do you think Drew Lock is going to fit into that Pete Carroll offense?
I think he's going to be better than people think because he has to rely on DK Metcalf. And DK Metcalf is going to see a major uptick of receptions. If you also provided that
Drew Lock is the start.
If Drew Lock is the starter, cool. Whoever they get, DK Metcalf should be better because Russell Wilson did not trust him. He's been in the league for 4 years, and Russell Wilson barely used him. That was one of the things
I barely used him. Or was that how the game plan was drawn up by PK?
No, that's Russell Wilson. That's Russell Wilson. And being here and actually seeing it, it was just like, dude, you have basically a new Megatron and you're not even using him. You want to run, okay. You want to scramble.
Well, yeah, but you don't have an offensive line, you got to do that.
But you made it that way. You're taking all the money, so they can't block for you. You have third level offensive line because you want to make sure you're getting all the money.
Okay, but no. Okay, so now. It's a cycle, bro. Let's go down this road now, and let's just say that you are right. It's going to take time to build up that offensive line. They just got
a major haul of draft picks. If Pete Carroll is smart enough to retool the offensive line, they'll be fine.
You can retool an offensive line.
But is he smart enough?
We'll figure it out. We're going to see this year. Same thing with Jason Light. are you smart enough?
What are we going to see with Jason Light? How many kickers he can draft in the first 5 rounds?
I'm trying not to. My bad. I didn't want to bring him up, but I think.
Since you did, I want you to answer this honestly. Do you think Jason Light is going to hit on any of these picks this year?
I think he's going to do his average, maybe one or two, and flame out. Probably two in third or fourth round. He doesn't know how to draft first and second round picks.
Well, and that's what I'm saying, because it actually concerns me that he could actually take that safety from Florida and not draft an offensive lineman to replace Marquette.
He's never been able to draft offensive line. Someone else, like Bruce Arians. Bruce Arians made that pick. Or Brady made that pick.
Then they need to let Bruce Arians or Tom Brady handle the draft.
Well, Brady's not here.
Yeah, he is. He's still under contract.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm getting static. I'm getting a line of static on my phone. William, can you hear me?
He's still under contract. All I'm saying is that we have seen what Jason Light has done in the past.
Yes. Fail. Miserably. But Pete Carroll, I think Pete Carroll has enough firepower with the draft to help his team to get better. And I think Russell Wilson was hampering him. I know it's not all Russell Wilson's fault, because apparently they don't know how to draft a running back for, you know, they don't know how to, but they know how to draft defense for the most part when they're not hampered with the salary cap. So it's, I'm going to put it this way. I think the Seahawks will be able to get back to contention quicker than the Bucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every team has done it outside of the Bucks. Every team has done it. The Bucks can't do it because they don't have certain people making decisions smart enough to do it.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But the clock is on, because Brady's gone now, so they got to go back to earning their money.
Vote for Trask. Trask, whatever his name is.
Oh yeah, Kyle Trask. Hey, I say throw him out there. You're not going to be that good. You're not going to be that
Flask.
Good.
Vote for Flask, because you're going to be drinking a whole lot of Flask dealing with this.
Hey,
Flask.
I'm stocked up on the fridge, so I'm good.
Kombucha and liquor. Yeah. That's all you need for the next 2 years. Kombucha and liquor.
Yep. Oh, yeah. So William Gray just sent us a message back. And
he left again?
Yeah, he got dropped out again. He said his Wi-Fi is messing up. I guess you just realized that after the sixth time you dropped
Magic,
off.
Magic Jack. Damn, Magic Jack.
Bro, I didn't even know Magic. Does Magic Jack still even exist?
Did you see my response?
Too many wide receivers streaming playbooks. This fool said too many wide receivers streaming playbooks. Oh boy. Yeah, he's gonna come back for that one though, next time. He's not gonna let you pass with that one. He'll remember that one for the next show.
Oh, he better.
Yeah, but my boy had William had. Let's look at his team. Dude, his team was like, we was laughing at him. We was like, bro, what are you doing? So he has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, dude, he got 6 running backs. And
what?
Yeah, 6 running backs. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6
receivers. Oh, see?
Well, when you count the tight ends,
you didn't have a quarterback.
Well, he's got Brady. He's got Brady as a quarterback.
Oh, so you didn't have a punter, a kicker,
dude.
Didn't have a tighty.
he didn't have nothing from a running back. He had Nick Chubb. Then his other running backs was Chase Edmonds, Melvin Gordon, Tevin Coleman, Rex Burkhead.
Tevin Coleman?
Yeah. He drafted these guys. Rex Burkhead and Dante Foreman. Those is his running backs.
Dante Foreman? Is he still in?
Oh, he had a huge. Listen. He was. Dante Foreman was great at the end of the year before Derrick Henry came back. I mean, taking Derrick Henry.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he did have some.
You're right.
That was by accident. He drafted this dude. So I don't know what he was. He put together a practice squad roster for fantasy football.
Oh, Jesus.
He was Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill.
He said William was the XFL of fantasy.
Yeah. No, he was the Arena League 2 of fantasy football.
We're gonna send all our players to William on rehab assignment.
Yep.
Oh wow.
Hey Will, keep my dude for 2 weeks until he comes off IR. Okay. Then I need him back.
Oh Jesus.
This joker using the pawn shop method on this fantasy football player.
Oh God.
Look, he got his dog going. He got his dog going crazy in there.
She doesn't know how to quit, dude.
You better calm down before that dog snap.
We've been playing fetch the whole show.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how to quit from the time I get home from work to the time I go to bed. She just is nonstop, bro.
What kind of dog is it?
She's a mutt.
Hey.
Her dad her mom is a cocker spaniel matador and her dad is a golden retriever border collie.
What?
Oh my God!
How did you?
Yeah.
What? That's a real mutt. That's a real mutt.
No, that's a ball of energy. That's all that is.
Yeah, that is. You right about that?
That's a ball of energy, bro. I had a border collie. Those dogs they don't sleep.
Son probably
they own one all night, all day.
He been fetching so much. He fetching in his sleep. He ain't even waking up. He just
sleep running.
Yeah,
sleep running, jumping. Man, all right. Yeah.
So
you said that she's a mutt. I was just like, huh? It's a Roethlisberger dog, huh?
She's a good dog, though. Those are good dogs, though.
Got all the good parts of the breed. So. How's baby doll's baby boss hog? How is she?
Baby boss hog lives in New Orleans.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
She has a job down there. She just turned 19.
And
are you serious? Oh my God.
Yeah, bro.
We've been on this. We've been on this show for what, 7 years? Oh my, eight years. Oh my God,
it's a long time.
Yeah, she just turned 19 in December. She moved to Texas to be with her best friend, and then she met some guy through her best friend, and
I'll kill him.
Back six in New Orleans.
I'll castrate him.
I'll castrate him. This one seems to be okay so far.
I don't give a good guy, blah, blah, blah. I will cut him.
The last one, we could all go to the state of Georgia and find the last one. And,
oh, man.
Yikes.
Yeah. That piece of shit. Excuse my language.
This is the cursing episode.
Yeah.
People are like, man.
That's all right.
I'm gonna send y'all the bill.
I can put disclaimers. I can put disclaimers in it when I upload it.
He's got to put a parental advisory sticker on it.
Yeah.
Dear FCC, I didn't do it.
Yeah, there you go. I did not do it.
Like an old 90s gangster rap album.
Dear.
Two live cussles. Two live cussles.
Yeah.
Oh, two live truths. Oh, man, I used to listen to that.
You got whoopies for listening to that, boy.
Yeah.
My first experience with
strippers?
Getting a big whooping when I was a kid was my grandfather found my tape of Eazy-E, Easier Said Than Done.
Oh,
really? Oh, you were hardcore, bro.
I was. And I left it sitting on the wet bar, and it was not labeled because it was a recording from one of my friends who recorded it for me. And it was unlabeled. So he put it in the player, and you know, the first intro is, you know, it's the creaking door, and it's "Welcome to Easy's Playhouse, you stupid." Now that you got the album, what the beep are you gonna do with it? Yeah, I come home from school, and I go downstairs to just put my backpack away. He's standing there at the tape deck, and he pulls this tape out, and he has it in his hand, and he shakes it at me, and he goes, "What is this filth?" And I'm like, and then he's like, yeah, he like destroyed the tape. He had like one of those demagnetizers that erases tapes, and so he destroyed.
Oh,
he erased the tape.
Nice.
Beat you into the next
solar system.
Sean actually had a tan, natural tan. That whooping he received.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
That whooping he received, it lasted for 47 years. White as snow.
Oh, Jesus.
Yikes.
That's what I was saying. Jesus, stop.
If you want, I'm talking to the listeners. If you want the unedited version of the show, join the rest of the Rat Pack group. And you might listen to what we're going to say.
Join our Telegram.
We are afraid to say.
Yeah.
The stuff we slipped out.
Join our Telegram channel where you get the uncut version.
The uncut version. With the hookers and blow.
Oh, boy. Sponsored by Robert Kraft.
Sponsored by Kraft and Watson.
Yeah, Kraft. Crafted Rock, the Crafted Watkins.
Oh, God.
Where you
gentlemen,
get a...
Hold on. I just remember left field correspondent called in at, let's see.
6:30.
Yeah, I'm about to say he called in at the beginning of the show. We went on the air.
Yeah.
And
attaboy.
My man said,
I'm
taking a little break. Bro, it's been about 2.5 hours. This man's, bro, they looking for you.
That's my dude.
They looking for you.
I actually saw my supervisor twice. she didn't even say anything. She didn't say nothing. So, listen, when you do your work and you do it well,
they don't say nothing to you.
They don't say nothing. That's right,
homie.
Well, I know you gotta go. This was left field correspondent Q. To I gotta get back to work.
No. I'm taking a page on Boss Hall. I need to go to the restroom.
I gotta go pee pee. I gotta go pee pee.
I gotta go pee pee.
I need to pee pee. I love y'all.
Love you, brother.
Y'all later.
All right, brother.
All right.
Hey, you shake it 3 times, you playing with yourself. Oh, boy.
Oh, Debo, it's been a night tonight, my dude.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a night.
Oh, yeah, man. All right, well, I mean, left field correspondent queued out. It's about time for us to queue out, too, so... Yeah, it's been a good night. Been a good night, man. I had fun. Missed that.
It's nice to have the whole crew back.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting left field to call in. He just kind of, I sent the message to tell everybody we was live, and he was the first one to call. I was like, oh, left field. But good to have him back on the show, man. It's been a while. He's sounding good. He's sounding good, and
he sounds really good.
Yeah,
he sounds really good. So
and he's never coming back to Florida. I should have said something about that. I should have asked him if he still got his stuff sitting in his house down there.
We knew when he left that he wasn't coming back to Florida.
I'll be back in 2 weeks. That was 2 years ago.
2 years ago, right? love him.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. All right, dude. Well, I will. Are we going Sunday or are we just going next Wednesday?
No, we going Sunday. We going Sunday. We'll be on Sunday.
Cool. All right, cool.
Yep.
Good stuff.
All right, man. Appreciate you guys, man. As always, coming on the show and doing our thing, man. I don't care what nobody say. We got the best group. Like I said earlier, we don't have inside sources, but we rarely get stuff wrong. So we do our homework. The testament to the crew. Except for William, man. He making us look bad drafting all those wide receivers and dude, William be in the group like 4 or 5 days late on stuff. But that's all I got, man. William be busy, so by the time he get the news, we've been talking about it for 3 days. Well,
it's all right. Well, I will talk to you Sunday.
All right, brother.
All right, be good.
All right.
All right, peace.
Peace. And ladies and gentlemen, that is a cue. We're going to get out of here, man. It's been a great show. And appreciate everybody for tuning in. And we're going to keep this thing going. So we will see you guys back Sunday night here. Rat Pack Radio, WRPR, Rat Pack Sports Show. Also, find us online, Podbean, Rat Pack Sports Show. You can find us on Spotify. Hit us up on RatPackSports.com. Add us on Twitter. Follow us, Rat Pack Sports with a Z. Also, find us on Facebook, Rat Pack Sports Show as well. I'm going to get out of here, man. Appreciate everybody. Appreciate your support from everybody, myself, Boss Hall, William Graves, Left Field Correspondent. We will see you guys Sunday night. We out of here, man.